Hey guys, welcome to the first ever edition of Throwback Thursday here on the Big Red Express. My name is Robbie Vogler, your host, but nonetheless, it's not going to be that way. I'm not only going to be on here to introduce the segment. Once I do that, I'm going to kind of jump right into the interview, whatever we have for the rest of the week, guys. This is what's going to happen. This week, this Thursday, today, and every other Thursday, along with an episode of Chalk Talk, every Thursday, you guys are going to get a throwback interview that we have done in the past here on the Big Red Express. The first one today, I'm going to get right into it. This is my interview with Colton Kraft, the first ever guest on the Big Red Express. Enjoy, guys. Hello, everyone, and welcome inside CrossFit Krypton in Chesapeake, Virginia, for the first ever co-host slash guest of the Big Red Express. I'm sitting down with up-and-coming CrossFitter and one of my good friends, Colton Kraft. Colton, how's it going?
It's going good, Robbie.
So, Colton, you usually work out every day with Ben Smith. That's one of your training partners. How's that been over kind of since you've been home?
It's been awesome, you know, just to train with someone that good and for him to want to train with you, you know, it's a blessing.
Right.
It's real lucky. I've seen a lot of progress, so to say. Getting better, just understanding the movements more. Ben's real technical and stuff. He'll make sure you know the movement, you know, so it's going real good.
Now, first things first, how did you kind of get into CrossFit? I know you played football through high school, and so, I mean, CrossFit really isn't a big deal in the probably the football atmosphere. How did you get involved in CrossFit in the first place?
Well, Dane, Ben's youngest brother, is in my keyboarding class my senior year, and he always talks about how his brother's in the CrossFit games. I'm like, whatever, you know, it's whatever that is, you know, it's
right.
Cool. Then I went to college, and I didn't play football anymore, and I just worked out, did regular gym, bicep curls, bench, chest and buys, back and buys, mm-hmm. You know, whatever, every day, and it wasn't fun. It got boring, and then I told my parents to try CrossFit because they were trying to do something, and I reminded them, like, yeah, Ben Smith, Dane's brother, does open the CrossFit gym. They opened it, and he opened it up in Chesapeake, and they started going. Then they got hooked. Then they talked me into doing it, and it just it's fun, you know. It makes working out fun
right.
again instead of just doing the same old.
Definitely.
Same old. You know?
How did you kind of... How does CrossFit compare to the everyday, you know, benching every day, doing bicep curls, you know, doing... Obviously, CrossFit kind of combines that. You obviously do bench every once in a while. You do squat. But how does CrossFit compare to the other things that you were doing back in your football days?
Oh, in football days, you know, we would do squat heavy. You know, we... Football and sports, only people who do legs. You know?
Right.
If you just go to Globo Gym, no one's going to do legs. So, and I always had, like, strong legs. I'm a bigger guy. And I love doing cleans and squats and deadlifts. You know, when I worked out with my friends at school, the bros, I call them, you know, they're like, I was like, let's do legs or something. They're like,
right.
No, why would we do legs, you know? So, then I come here and it's everything I like, squats, you know. I love squats. It's cleans. What's more fun than a clean, you know?
Right.
Nothing than deadlifts, you know. Just legs, you know. It's just better.
Now, what would you say is your favorite movement in terms of CrossFit? Obviously, it kind of brings everything together in terms of, you know, pull-ups, cleans, thrusters, all that stuff. What would you say is your favorite Olympic lifting movement and your favorite movement not as an Olympic lifter?
Well, I'm torn because cleans used to be my favorite.
Right.
But now I'm all about the snatch.
Okay.
I love snatches. That's my favorite Olympic lift. And favorite non-Olympic lift or just CrossFit. I don't want to say burpees. Muscle-ups, I would say.
Okay.
Muscle-ups because... You know, I'm a bigger guy. I'm not so great at body movements, but the muscle ups, I get my body into
right.
it, and it just clicks now.
Now, do you think that the snatch has become one of your favorite movements because you've been starting to work out with Ben, and you know, obviously he is one of the most efficient CrossFitters when it comes to Olympic lifting, and he obviously loves the snatch. Snatches 300 pounds and does that consistently. Do you think that is one of the biggest reasons why that's become one of your favorite movements?
Absolutely. We do So we try to snatch heavy like twice a week. And at first I hated it because, you know, you always hit low or you hit too high, you hit your hips, or you hit lower and you hit, yeah.
Right.
And we started doing it a lot, and Ben started like critiquing my form and stuff. And once you get good form, you know, it doesn't hurt when you hit it, and it just, it goes up real easy. And it's just fun, you know, because not everyone can snatch, and if you go out there throwing up some weight, it makes you feel a little good.
Definitely. Guys, we're sitting down here with Colton Kraft, up-and-coming CrossFitter, former football player here in Chesapeake, Virginia, played for Great Bridge. That's how I know him from. I've known Colton for about 6 or 7 years. Real nice guy. Definitely has progressed since I knew him back when he was a little freshman in high school. Colton, kind of going back, we'll kind of throw this out there and we'll talk about it a little bit later. You go to the Citadel University. How are you going to kind of include CrossFit into your everyday life when you leave CrossFit Krypton?
Well, we have a lot of free time at Citadel. It's not a typical university. It's a military school. And we have to take classes from 8 to 12. And so that's 4 classes, and we have to take at least one after lunch. So after that, we have the rest of the day to do whatever. You know, some leave. Most people just go to the gym every day. So I'm going to try to keep at it as much as I can every day. Hopefully twice a day, maybe get an AM session, you know, early morning session. And we just got a CrossFit section, a free weight section.
Oh, wow.
So
awesome.
And there's a couple gyms that are connected to the school that gives us special leave, time to leave twice a week to work out. And hopefully I can talk to them, maybe get like a internship or something. I'll throw out Ben Smith's name. Yeah, I work out with Ben Smith.
Right.
And maybe they'll help me out. You know, just get more free time to focus on that and not to focus on other stupid stuff at school like drinking or,
right.
You know, I'm not about that anymore. Partying.
Right. And you say that, obviously, you know, being around Ben Smith, working out with one of the elite CrossFit athletes every day, how has that kind of changed your focus towards that other stuff that maybe all your friends are out doing to kind of almost living at the gym?
Well, you know, you come here every day and you want to get better. You're not going to go out and drink away all your gains, you know, every day. You're not going to go do stupid stuff. You know, you want to work out more. You want to get better. You want to see the results. So you got to put the work in, you know. You can't outwork a good diet, or you can't outwork drinking all your carbs, you know. And stuff like that just not going to make you better at anything. So I just, yeah, I might have, I don't hang out with all my old friends I used to, but you make new friends, you know.
Definitely.
You move on. You change your perspectives. You
right.
Know?
Now, if you were to look at yourself 5 years ago, where you're at now, where would you have probably seen yourself 5 years ago at this point? Would you be on the Big Red Express right now? Or where would you have been 5 years ago right now?
5 years ago? Right now?
You were in high school, and you're playing football, probably, like, you know, bulking up, getting ready for the...
Well, I had no doubt I was going to be playing football. I got a preferred walk-on to the Citadel.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it down, which is... I regret, you know. I wish I would have stuck with football, but I was bitter. You know, I was going to get a scholarship, and I took it away. I didn't have great grades. But,
right.
I didn't see myself doing CrossFit at all or any of this. It's pretty crazy how your life can change in, like, about a year.
Definitely.
Your whole perspectives and your whole future, your plans can just completely change.
Right.
It was about a month after I started CrossFit. I'm like, I really like this, you know.
Right.
It would be awesome if I could do this, you know, for a living.
Yeah. For someone that maybe doesn't do CrossFit or is new to CrossFit, what would you say to them as a former athlete, as a former, you know, high-level athlete that did get offers from different schools, what would you say to them to kind of incorporate CrossFit into their regular training?
Well, most athletes, you know, they like that competitive edge, the drive, like, to push them. You can't get that just doing bicep curls at a gym or doing pull-ups, working out by yourself, typical stuff like that, you know. You throw CrossFit in there, it's functional fitness, you know, everyday stuff, and it's going to help. You get that competitive edge, it makes working out fun.
Definitely. Right, no, that definitely is right. And you work out, you know, just to throw out a couple of names of the guys you work out, obviously Ben Smith, a former Division I baseball player, Adam Klink, a former Division I soccer player, Jamie Campbell also works out here. He played for the University of Florida on the football team. And just the list goes on and on. Ryan Sika, Alex Smith, both very good at swimming and at their respective sports. How is competing and training with them on a daily basis, how has that kind of helped you progress in your CrossFit journey?
It definitely helps that you work out with, like, top-tier athletes, you know. People, because they know how to push themselves, they know how to go to that place, you know. I need to get better, so I'm going to work harder. You know, if you work out with a guy who's not, never played sports or anything, they just... It's kind of like they don't know how to push themselves, they don't know how to push themselves.
No, definitely.
You know? So you work out with a guy like James Campbell, who won national championship at Florida, you know, he's going to know how to push himself. He knows what it takes to be better.
Right.
To get to the level you want to be. And it helps in working out with them because they're going to help push you, and you're going to help push them. So
right.
They like it too, so it helps both ways.
Your eventual goal is obviously to get to the CrossFit Games in California. You're going back to school, not going to be in, per se, this Mid-Atlantic region, but since they are now changing up the regions, it sounds like, where they're going to take the top 20 from the Southeast and the top 20 from the Mid-Atlantic and kind of bring them into one super region, you'll be competing against Ben Smith, Alex Smith, at that level once again come May. How's that make you feel, and does that drive you a little bit more to kind of push through and to see them when May comes around?
Well, it definitely drives me more. You know, you want to work out, you want to make it there with the guys who you work out with. I would definitely like to make it there. You know, if I don't, it's okay, but it pushes me more because I want to work out with them more.
Right.
You know, having the regions combined is kind of cool because, you know, you get a... It's kind of like the best of the best. You're not going to get guys who barely squeak it in and
right.
just get who don't make it well, like a fun atmosphere. But it definitely pushed me more because I want to work out with Adam, you know.
Right.
I want to work out with Alec and Ben, you know,
right.
the guys. And I don't want to let them down. I definitely want to make it.
Awesome.
Support Krypton.
Now, on a more kind of loose note, do you have any, you know, CrossFit, obviously, you come to the gym every day. It's a routine, so you kind of have to switch it up every once in a while. Are there any kind of superstitions that you have, any special clothes that you wear during your workouts or during competitions that make you?
Yeah, so I'm really superstitious. Okay, I used to play baseball. Baseball players are really superstitious.
Right?
I have left and right knee sleeves.
Okay.
I wrote an L and R on my knee sleeves I have to wear with my plates. If they're the black high temp plates, you have to have the numbers in. If they're the colored rogue plates, you have to have the bolts in.
Mm-hmm.
Snatch days, I have snatch shorts.
Okay.
Or my Lululemon shorts.
Okay.
I have certain socks mm-hmm. for snatch days, PR socks.
Okay.
And stuff. Stuff that probably doesn't do anything, but it helps me.
Right.
You know, it gets my mind off the heavy weight. Sometimes I'll get. You got to get good clips, you know. If you're doing a workout, you can't have clips sliding off. And I'll eat stuff, you know, before or after. Sometimes I'll take Force, Progenics, or I'll take Amino Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on the watt. It's dumb stuff, but you know, it helps me get through it.
There are tons and tons. You mentioned Progenics as one of the most the main CrossFit, you know, recovery supplements. How did you kind of go along? And obviously, you've probably taken supplements and different things, you know, through your entire athletic career. What do you take now? You said you do take Progenics Force kind of before amino acids, before you work out. Do you see any of those? Like, what do you take, and how much of an effect has it had on your workouts?
I take Progenics now. I mix it between more muscle and recovery, depending on how much money I have
right.
to throw out. I mix it. I'll take creatine, too, every now and then. I'll mix it in a couple weeks and take a week off. And I definitely feel it's helping me out because, you know, if you don't take protein, you know, you can get protein through your diet, but it helps get the extra protein through your shakes and stuff, and it helps a lot.
Right.
It helps a lot, but you know, I've taken some other protein, you know, like the Walmart protein,
right.
the cheap stuff, and like you can honestly tell a difference. between the high-grade protein and low-grade, and I don't know, I like Progenics, because every now and then Ben will hook me up for my birthday or something.
All right. Now, guys, we are recording this episode inside of CrossFit Krypton. We're actually in the front part of CrossFit Krypton. There are, if you hear stuff in the background, people are working out, you know, throwing weight around. I think Adam Klink and Alex Smith are in the background just in front of us doing a little bench.
About 340.
So, you know, they're...
He's doing like
they're doing a lot of bench. Obviously, they worked out this morning. Alec did a little squats. You actually squatted a little bit with Alec and Ryan. Tell us a little bit about your squat routine, kind of the different squat routines that you've done in the past and what you're doing now.
Well, I've done Smoloff Jr. I haven't done the full cycle. I don't have that time to commit to an 18-week squat cycle or 14, but I've done Smoloff Jr. twice, and that's every time I PR'd 10, 15 times, which is a lot. Then now, me and Ben, well, we did it. We're not doing it anymore. We called it manageable Smoloff, where you take two of the rep schemes and do it twice a week.
Okay.
Then on Saturday, you do half of a rep scheme, so like a 3x6 instead of a 6x6. Mm-hmm. So we did that. Then I PR'd again.
Hey.
And that was like 8 weeks, or 6 weeks, you just double it. Then now I'm just trying to squat Monday, back squat Monday and Friday or Saturday, and front squat Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, just keep my squats in, you know, because I've seen so much progress, you know, you can't stop. You don't want to lose all your gains,
definitely,
so to say. So now, we try to max out like once a month, go heavy once a month, and we'll just do reps. Lately, we've done, me and Ben and I have done it where it's like, we're doing high reps at like a low rate, 275, 315, every minute on the minute, 5 squats and 5 handstand pushups,
right,
or 5 pull-ups, or run a 600 and add weight or something like that. So we've been doing that, just getting off the Smoloff cycle for a little bit.
Definitely.
Get our bodies up and coming. I mean, to refresh a little.
The CrossFit Team Series, Reebok, it was the first year of the CrossFit Team Series. Obviously, CrossFit Krypton was lucky enough to have 4 of the athletes, Team Reebok East, come and actually compete inside the gym. And the atmosphere, I was here for that on Sunday. You were here for that, obviously, as well. How was that atmosphere, and how do watching athletes at the top of the game compete drive you every single day?
Well, the atmosphere was crazy. Krypton, we like to support our athletes, and we like to be known as the loudest, most supportive box in the world. You know,
right.
We like to think we are. So we all came here, and even Emily Bridgers and Stay Tovar said, you know, the atmosphere when the guys were snatching got us hyped before we even started snatching.
Right.
That makes us feel good. Even at regionals, we were definitely the loudest group there. And just watching those high-level athletes, even at regionals, or here, it just makes you want to push harder. You know, you see how hard they push to get there. You're like, so you're watching them like, dang, maybe I could push a little harder that workout we did yesterday. Or,
right.
You know, it makes you want to work out. So me and Allie did the workouts the next day, and I'm just like, wow, you know, those guys they're the real deal. Because, you know,
right,
we're smoked on round 12, and they made like 18.
Right.
And they're just, it makes you want to push harder every day. And just working out with Ben even just makes you want to push harder every
definitely
day. But watching other people's cooler, it's cool to see how they prepare, and like maybe you can talk to them too, how they prepare and how they go into it with the mindset. The mental part of the game is big.
Going into kind of the whole CrossFit talk, you know, referring back our energy to the CrossFit Games in general, that yearly competition that happens in California, in Los Angeles. Seeing that progress, and I don't know how much you kind of followed it from the very beginning, but since, you know, growing up with Ben, seeing him kind of go from, you know, where he was the first time he ever competed to now as being one of the top athletes in the world, how do you think the CrossFit Games initiates kind of the overall fitness of from the events this year? You know, they had that the triples workout, the row, the double under, and the 3-mile run. How do events like that combined with strength make CrossFit unique than any other sport out there?
It makes it unique because you have to be good at everything. You know, you have specialists, but every now and then you have a specialist who's just really good at lifting. He'll make the gains.
Right, yeah.
He'll win the lifting events, but he'll get last in, like, the swim or the cardio part. Well, you just got to be so fundamentally sound at everything. You know, it's constantly varied. That's what they like to say. And that's why Ben's so good. Because Ben's, I wouldn't say he's bad at anything. Or he's good at everything. Probably phenomenal in a lot of stuff, but he's really good at everything. He doesn't really have any weakness. You can't have weakness. That's why they have events like the Triple Three, or they'll have something with heavy weight in, like, some muscle-ups or something.
Right.
You gotta throw it away. So they're trying to kill the specialist. That's what CrossFit's trying to
do. Right.
And it's awesome because, you know, you just can't... I'm more of a strength athlete. You know, I like to lift, but I'll do a competition and be like, all right, let's do heavy deadlifts. I'm like, all right, I'm going to crush this heavy deadlift.
Right.
Then, like, all right, after you do 40 heavy deadlifts, go run a 5K. And I'm just like, all right, I was first off the deadlift, and I was last in the 5K.
Right.
So, you know, it kills a specialist. You got to be good at everything, and that's what makes it so good.
Did you have a favorite event from this past year's CrossFit Games, or just a competition in general? Did you have a favorite event in anything you've done the last, like, 6-7 months?
I like the my favorite event would have been Double Grace.
Okay.
I like Grace. It's my thing.
Grace is your girl.
Yeah, Grace is my girl. I love Grace. And Double Grace just makes it, it's cool because, you know, everyone goes all out for those three reps. Then, like, okay, everyone's time's like a minute something, you know, high-level athletes are a minute something, but then you do your minute, then you get your 30 out, and you're like, all right, I got to pace a little more, because
there's
30 more after, so you can't go all out for the first 30, you got to pace it better. I did it, and I didn't pace myself at all. I went all out for the first 30, then the second 30 took me like 5 minutes.
Right.
And it was, I don't know, I like, just got to play it right, you know, sometimes you pace it too much and you're not tired at all at the end of the workout, or you don't pace at all and you're just sucking wind after the first set. That's the part that keeps me.
Now, back when you were playing football back in high school, what were your measurements? I mean, that's a weird kind of way to say it, but what were you weighing? What would you weigh back in high school, and what compared to what you weigh now after the whole CrossFit?
I'm 5'11", 5'10". In high school, I weighed 220.
Okay.
And now I weigh this morning I weighed 209.
Wow.
209. I've slimmed down. I was a little fatter in high school, you know. I played line, so you had to get a little bulk. So I slimmed down. I like to think I got more muscular.
Definitely.
But I was... We can get more measurements. I ran a 4.6 in high school, 40, and I had a 30-something vertical, and I probably could run like a 5.5 40 right now.
Yeah.
And I have a 20-inch vertical. But, I thought I was in, like, top shape in high school, and if I could see my high school self now, I would just destroy him.
Right. Do you think that CrossFit, if you would have had it in high school during your football, would have made you a better football athlete, and maybe you would still be playing football right now?
Absolutely, because you'd be stronger, and you'd have more, you'd be mentally tougher. Because you put yourself in a workout, and you have to mentally prepare yourself, toughen yourself up, you know. There'd be times in high school where I'd get beat by someone, you know, on a play. Or I'd play O-line, so you get passed by someone, and you're just like, dang, I'm bad.
Right.
Then the next play, you're just like, all right, I'm still bad. This guy's really good. You know, here in CrossFit, if you say you hit a snatch, or you're doing a snatch workout, and you fail one, you're all right, whatever. You know, just dust it off and do it again. You know, I didn't have that mental toughness, and we never lifted in high school either.
Right.
So if I had this routine of lifting CrossFit in high school, I think I would have still been playing.
Now, speaking of football, do you have any favorite college teams, pro teams that you follow?
Yeah, I'm a Charger fan.
Okay.
I'm from San Diego. I like San Diego too.
Good year so far?
Yeah, real good year. We're starting off fast for once instead of coming back.
Right.
My brother went to Penn State, and in high school I went to all his games. So I'm a Penn State fan. Just, I would say, by association, it's it's hard not to be a Penn State fan when you go to all those games, just the atmosphere. You know, Beaver Stadium, 112,000, you know, it's awesome.
Right.
But growing up, San Diego didn't really have a team, so it was basically USC. Yeah, it's kind of a bandwagon thing. We were really good when I was growing up, but, you know, it's, I always pulled for them, you know, the Southern Cowboys. And now that I'm at, and I go to school in Charleston, everyone's a Gamecock fan, and
right.
I can't stand them, so I pull for Clemson.
Okay.
So Clemson, they're just, they're like my regional team, but I would say probably Penn State's my main college
okay.
team.
Okay. You mentioned your brother and your mom and dad both doing CrossFit, or all three doing CrossFit. We'll get back to the football talk here in just a little bit. But how cool has it been to kind of see their journey through CrossFit and seeing the transformations that your parents have gone through? And do you think it's made you kind of closer as a family?
Absolutely. You know, our families, we're huge dorks, you know. we'll do something. We'll get full into it, like... So, his story, me and my dad, we played tennis one day. Mm-hmm. So we like tennis, so he goes out and buys like $200-$300 rackets. We use them twice. You know, it's like, so, you know, we'll get into some. We'll go full go. So, when they started CrossFit and we started CrossFit, you know, the whole, it's just it's a family affair now. You know, everything we do, like, hey, let's watch that new update show on the CrossFit Games. Or let's watch that new Ben Smith video. You know, everything we do is like, hey, how did Rich Froning go on this court? How did Jason Khalifa? And full-on family affair now. And it's cool to watch them progress. Because, you know, I played sports. My brother did crew.
Mm-hmm.
Which is horrible. It's rough.
Right. And, I've got, ever since starting CrossFit, as much rowing as we do,
it's
got a whole new respect for rowers. What they had to do on a daily basis every day.
And it's awesome to see, you know, my dad wasn't, he was, I wouldn't say unhealthy, he was getting to that point where like, hey, let's go work out, let's go do something. He was like, nah, whatever. Then my dad lost 50 pounds and now he's like 190. And
it's
awesome. You're like, yeah, you know, it's so cool. My mom's lost a lot of weight. My brother's starting to gain weight for a good reason. You know, he's not 150 anymore. You know, it's awesome to see the whole family get into it and like be, it's really cool.
Right. Yeah, I know when my sister first started, she was like, Robbie, I gotta do this. I gotta see what you're so gung ho about. And you know what? That's so true. It brings you closer as, you know, a family, and mm-hmm. I'm closer to my sister now than I ever have been,
mm-hmm.
Being about 4 years apart from her, you know, not really going to school with her, and, you know, she went to college up in Indiana, but now that we have kind of CrossFit as a kind of a focal point in our relationship, it's kind of cool that, you know, we can talk about CrossFit as we want. So it's been kind of cool, and that's cool to hear about your family and how they've kind of all come together and kind of enjoyed themselves. And obviously, you know, your whole family is one of the, and that's what I think I love about CrossFit Krypton the most. Obviously, I've been here since the beginning, since
the cul-de-sac.
Since the cul-de-sac, you know, working out with Ben at his parents' house, and you know, now he's about to get married, and you know, just it's crazy. When this gets released, he'll already actually be married on his way to Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, but it's just crazy to see kind of the people, and even seeing Ryan and Alec and Adam when he first started. Just from the, and it's cool just to see you from this little tiny kid that looked like he was 100 pounds in his freshman year of high school. Looked like he couldn't do anything. Trying to play offensive line for JV.
Yeah, I didn't want to, man. Not my choice.
But it's cool to kind of see you guys progress over the years, just kind of as an outsider looking in.
Yeah.
It's been cool to see you guys, you know, keep making those gains, keep making, getting those PRs. And they're not going to come all the time. And what would you say is to the CrossFit athlete that's listening to this right now, because we're going to have tons of listeners listening into this. And you know what? To all the CrossFit athletes out there that are kind of at a standstill in their progression, they think that they're going through these progressions. What would you say to them that aren't getting, you know, PRs every single week?
You know, you just gotta keep pushing through. You know, I'm on a hot streak right now. I'm hitting a lot of PRs lately, but you know that it didn't happen. I was at 205 snatch for about a year. You know, you're not gonna get PRs every day. You're not gonna get a great squat, a great snatch every day. You just gotta keep pushing through. You know, it's just like any other sport. You know, you're not going to go hit a home run every at bat. You're going to have your over days. You're going to have your throwing picks days. You know, you're not going to throw five touchdowns every game. You just got to keep pushing through. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, hard work, eventually you'll see results. You know, you just got to keep going what you're going at. Never, just don't give up, you know?
Right.
Keep going.
Now, you follow sports a lot, obviously. College football is big, especially in America. Probably, you know, and this, especially in this area, Virginia is a big kind of sport. Obviously, you say your family's a big Penn State fan. They're kind of getting back into the swing of things, getting back into their competitive spirits after that whole scandal happened. But this whole thing with Todd Gurley and James Winston about the whole NCAA athletes getting paid to play or not getting paid to play, what is kind of your opinion on that topic?
I'm not a D1 athlete like Jamie and Adam over there, but, you know, I don't think they should. I mean, they make their scholarship give them some sort of money, but, you know, you're going to college for free. You know, you're going to University of Georgia for free. You're on ESPN every day. You're going to make millions. I don't think you need to get however much money he has for autographs. You know, I don't think you need to do that. I think he should have been suspended. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just me. And guys like Johnny Manziel getting all that money for autographs. You're getting a free education. You know,
right.
You don't, you know, college isn't cheap.
Definitely.
You know, definitely not cheap. And for just the privilege, you know, to play college sports at that big level, you know, I wouldn't. That should be enough of a gift right there.
Right.
You shouldn't need any more money, you know.
Yeah, we're going to, I think on our next episode, that's going to be the kind of the topic of discussion. We're going to sit down with the likes of Jamie Campbell, who played defensive tackle at University of Florida, obviously won a national championship win. We're going to sit down with Adam Klink, who played goalie for Rutgers, and a couple more athletes, and just kind of talk about their, you know, being then that playing the sport back when that wasn't a big deal. You know, no one ever thought about paying a player. Obviously, these kids make millions and millions of dollars for their school.
Yeah.
But until recently, until about 4 or 5 years ago, no one really talked about, oh, what if these kids get played or paid to play the game? And I think you're right completely. I think they go to school. They're getting these scholarships for free. They're getting thousands and thousands of dollars. They're getting all this free merchandise.
Yeah.
If they make it to a bowl game or national, they're getting these things from sponsors.
Have you seen how much they, what they get from bowl games?
It's amazing.
They'll get like a TV. They'll get a gift card.
PS4.
PS4. A really nice watch.
Right.
And here's some free Jordans. Like, dang, man.
Right.
That's like $1,000 right there.
Exactly. So. And I mean, and everyone on the team gets that. If you're on there, you don't have to be a starter. There's no.
You can be a walk on.
You can be a walk on and get all that stuff. And I think you're right. I don't think they should get paid in terms of, okay, here's a paycheck for your autographs. Here's a paycheck for this, because they do get paid. They get scholarships, which, when you add it up over 4 years of college, 5 years, because some kids, and especially if you're playing football at a high level, sometimes you know, you stay that fifth year.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's in the $100,000, $125,000, depending on the school, sometimes a lot more.
And not to mention all the training they get. You know, training's not cheap. You know,
right.
People pay a lot of money for training,
definitely.
Like that, the equipment and.
No, definitely.
Year, you know, that's all
right.
The stuff they get.
Well, next time we talk about that, we'll have to have you on, you know, talk a little bit more about that and kind of. We'll have a round table of people with Jamie Campbell and Adam Klink and just, you know, that whole crew. Because obviously having a lot of D1 athletes at CrossFit Krypton, it makes it fun. And
yes.
CrossFit Krypton, you know, obviously we're very biased since we work out here. This is our gym. But I would put it up against any gym in the world as when it comes to community.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to kind of bonding together, because the workout was at 9, got over about 10, and there are probably about, I'd say about 15 or so people still here working
just hanging out.
And I think you don't have that at a lot of gyms. A lot of gyms, you kind of get in, get your workout done, and you leave.
You just leave. You know, no one knows each other.
Right. What has been kind of the coolest thing since coming here, since starting CrossFit at CrossFit Krypton? Your kind of favorite story about, like, the community that CrossFit Krypton has become?
well, we're not, I wouldn't say we're a community, I would say we're like a family, mm-hmm. you know, so.
Right.
It was, so I went to regionals last year, not the year when Ben got third, two
okay.
years ago, so to say, and you know, we had a good group, you know, we're all cheering, we're all sit together, but then we went this year, and we had about the whole gym go.
Right.
And, I mean, literally the whole gym go. So we're all out there, and there's a picture, I'm looking at it right now, a huge picture of all of us cheering, and even when they were just mentioned Ben, Adam, or just Team Krypton, you couldn't hear anything else. We're just the loudest people, and everyone's like, God, I wish those Krypton people would shut up so I could hear these MCs talking.
Right.
I can't hear anything. And then, I liked it a lot when we would count Adam's or Ben's reps from mm-hmm. the one to the whole gym, and everyone just looking at us like, can y'all please stop?
Right.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, it definitely is cool, especially when you do have so many elite athletes at a gym. I mean, like you were talking about this past year, 2014 Mid-Atlantic Regionals, we sent a team. We sent a CrossFit Krypton team, and we also had
two individuals,
Adam Klink and Ben Smith, doing very well at the regional competition. I think that just that shows a lot for such a young gym. I mean, this gym hasn't even been up for 2 years.
Yeah.
And to be competitive with gyms all across the Mid-Atlantic region, and hopefully we can kind of be competitive going on in the future. We have a lot of athletes, a lot of regional athletes. A person that just moved actually to D.C. who will still be in the Mid-Atlantic region but probably will be competing at the games and will probably be a contender, Nikki Christ,
mm-hmm.
Will be, you know, competing at that high level. She's gone around, competed in all these events and done very well
yes.
at events like that. We're going to wrap this up. A couple questions just from me personally. Colton, if you had to see yourself next year around regional time, do you have any goals? What is your biggest goal? What is this thing that you want to work on the most from here until the Open starts in February?
Well, I would like to make it, obviously.
Okay.
I'd like to make it. I need to improve my cardio the most. My strength's pretty good. I just got to hit the cardio hard, and if I do that, I think there's, you know, no question I could make regionals. Hopefully not trying to sound cocky or anything.
No.
Got to be a little confident. And definitely till February, I got to hit it hard. The hardest part is just going to be at school, transitioning down to school and taking care of my body and all that. So definitely regionals, I would say.
One last thing before we wrap things up. Like I said, folks, we're here with Colton Kraft, an up-and-coming CrossFitter inside of CrossFit Krypton, watching everyone work out in front of us, watching Jamie Campbell, Alex Smith, and Adam Klink move some weight when it comes to the bench press. A movement that I think is a little underappreciated when it comes to CrossFit in general, but
He benches my deadlift max. Just throwing that out there.
Jamie Campbell, a guest we are going to have in the future on the Big Red Express. Be looking for that coming up. Like I said, a former Division I athlete, a strong man, you know, can cook a mean barbecue, does anything and everything. Not much this guy can't do. But moving forward, speaking of food, is there a place that you kind of frequent more than any other place that you kind of like to eat at?
Yeah.
On a daily basis?
We get a burrito Perdido about 3 times a week. On a bad week. On a good week, it's probably five days
okay.
a week. And it's bad because right when you get there, he knows your order and he gets it down.
Now, Brutto Perdido, obviously not a chain restaurant. It's a local thing to Chesapeake, Virginia. If you guys are ever in the Chesapeake area, stop by Brutto Perdido.
It's in a gas station.
I know Joe would love to see you. But why? What kind of stands out about Burrito Perdido that you guys have kind of flocked to it? It's kind of like your home restaurant when it comes to everyone at the gym.
Well, it's really close. It's I don't really know. It's just really good.
There's something about the food. Is there something that you usually get?
They say it's a grass-fed beef, which I don't really care. I'm gonna eat it anyway. But grass fed, Adam's like, yeah, let's go to grass fed. I'm trying to lean down, look at my figure. So we'll go to there, and I get the chimichanga. So, okay. I mean, it's deep fried, so it doesn't matter if it's grass-fed or steroid.
It evens it out. It cancels out the good stuff.
It's fried coconut oil, so that makes it okay. But Jamie doesn't like Perdido. But, yeah, definitely a chimichanga. I get that a lot.
Awesome. Well, Colton, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for, you know, sitting down with me. As the first ever guest, you're going to go down in history when this thing becomes huge. As the first ever guest on the Big Red Express. Thanks again. And hopefully we can have you on down the road. Hopefully, you know, we're still going by February. We'll get a little open update, kind of talk about kind of your gains coming back when you come back from the Citadel. Good luck in school. Good luck in the future. And good luck everything down the road.
Thanks for having me, Robbie.